Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. If you want to build a slingshot that brings in quick cash and sales for your business in as little as 7 days, I'm going to give you a simple framework that has worked for me and my clients time and time again at no cost to you. Go to factorone.io now, enter your email for immediate access. Once again, that's factorone.io. Today's guest is Adam Carroll. Adam Carroll is a renowned financial literacy expert, celebrated author, and captivated speaker who has delivered over 1,000 speaking engagements worldwide. Wow. With this thought-provoking TED Talks, which have amassed over 6 million views on YouTube, Adam has become a prominent figure in the field of finance. Adam, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, Josh, thank you for having me. First and foremost, the key to getting things done is, as crazy as it sounds, is you got to eliminate all the stuff that's irrelevant to getting it done. And I only know that because I am probably about as ADHD as most entrepreneurs could be. And I realized years ago that I have a bazillion ideas, but I can't chase a bazillion ideas. I got to chase one at a time. And so, all my projects and whether it's a book or a TED Talk or a documentary, have all been one project at a time with sole focus on that thing and, in the moment.
Yeah, well said. And it's one of those things. If you have more than one master, you have no master, and you're mastering nothing. And it's the entrepreneurial curse, really, because we want to go and do all of the things, but in order to do all of the things, we have to do one thing pretty well and not and push everything else out.
And it's hard to do, right? I mean, I think it was Warren Buffett, his old adage about how do you decide what to do? Well, you make a list of all the things you have to do, choose the top one and forget the rest, or push all the rest, till later. And not so secretly here, Josh, one of the ways that I learned this, I was in the mortgage world years ago, and I was calling on mortgage brokers trying to sell them products that I was selling through the lender that I worked for. And I walked into this guy's office and it was pristine. There was not a thing out of place on his office. His desk blotter was in place. His pens were set just so. He had folders neatly organized on his desk in front of him. And I said to his partner, who looked like all the filing cabinets had exploded in his office, I said, "What is up with John? Is he OCD or what's the deal?" And he said, "No, he's so ADD, ADHD. If anything's out of place, it occupies his thoughts where he can't actually be productive." And I took that away because I hadn't been to that extreme. But if I have stacks of things in my office or paperwork sitting around, it is a piece of my mind that I'm looking at it going, I need to take care of that. And so having a very clean office environment for me is critical. And then figuring out how do I keep that in my calendar? How do I keep it in my note-taking section? And I've been really intentional about trying to build that into my world, not always perfect, but always trying to strive to get better.
Yeah, you were commenting on my background here earlier, and I'm very strategic in that the mess is in the periphery, right? Everything's just out of the camera view, so.
Yes. Yes. Do you have those days where you're like, okay, now I'm going to tackle this stack?
No, I'm very much like I have to do it all now. Yeah.
Yeah,
It gets overbearing, and then I'm just like, okay, now it's time. And so I'm curious, you have multiple TED Talks, and so what are some of the ones that we should definitely see, and what are they about? What is the kind of the main idea?
The one that went viral was from the London Business School, and it's titled "When Money Isn't Real: The $10,000 Experiment." And the gist of that talk was, I played a game of Monopoly with my kids with real cash. And I played it with them when they were like 6, 8, and 10. And the lessons that I learned from that, Josh, were really instrumental in how we raised our kids around money. And now they're significantly older. They're 16, 18, and 20 now. And they're all very, very money savvy. They have been kind of on their own financially since they were about 14, meaning, we take care of the essentials, but everything else that they will ever want or need is really on them. They buy their own cell phones, they buy their own computers, they buy a car when it comes time. And we've shared, the lessons from that TED Talk on a variety of different podcasts. But that talk alone for me is sort of at the heart of what I do around teaching people money and how we learn money from a very early age.
And is that the shred method that you're talking, that your hat says, or is that something different?
It's something a little different. We, in the process of teaching the kids money, I realized that most people really are very inefficient in how they handle money. And so what I mean by that is if someone has money sitting in checking or savings account for days or weeks or months on end, quite often it makes them feel good. We look at that account and go, this is awesome. I have a little bit of money in savings. But I'm also more prone if I have money in that account, I'll go into Costco and spend more money than I should. I'll go to Target and spend more money than I should. I'll order stuff online that I probably don't need. And so the shred method takes that greatest tool that we have, which is our income, and then creates an efficiency tool around it. So we're blasting away debt, building equity, and then creating massive passive permanent streams of income using that money in short order, once we have our debt paid down or paid off.
And so walk us through one component of the shred method, something that we could walk away and apply today.
This idea, first and foremost, that there is a need for an emergency fund of 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses for most people. And we would look at that and go, okay, how much do you really need in order to feel safe and secure in available money? Available money would be money you could go to the bank and pull out. And how much do you need in accessible money? The accessible money might be equity in your property. It might be a credit card. It might be a business line of credit. Could be in a variety of different places, cash value in a life insurance plan, et cetera. And so we start looking at what do you have and where are you putting that money that could be better utilized in a more efficient manner. Quite often, what that means is we're showing people how to cycle their income through a line of credit or what we call a shred account. And then this piece of software that powers the shred method will tell you, based on what you have coming in and you have going out, send this lump sum amount to this debt or that debt or the mortgage. And generally speaking, the shredders we work with are out of debt completely, mortgage included, in about 4.2 years. So it's mind-bogglingly fast. And people will often say, this is magic. There's a magic pill behind this. And it really isn't. It's not magic. It's just math. And it's math that most of us don't know because we trust the banking system to tell us what to do.
It's not magic, it's compound interest.
That's right. That's right.
Close
And
enough, yeah.
they have figured that out, right? Because we are their compound interest vehicle. And if you don't believe that, drive within a 2 mile radius of where you live. There's probably two dozen bank buildings that have just been built that are $10 to $20 million a piece. They have figured this out for sure.
Yep, that's right. And so, where can we go to learn more about the shred method? And, or actually, before you tell us that, could you give us kind of a skeletal overview? So you gave us that one component there, but what is it, and who's it best for?
It's best for someone that is somewhat disciplined with their finances already. So we would rather work with people because we find they have great success who have more money at the end of the month, not more month at the end of their money, right? We got to have somebody who has some in discretionary income. But there's a better way, you just haven't exactly seen it yet. Like, there's a way to get ahead. There are people getting ahead, and you're wondering how to do that. Those are people we love to work with. So if somebody's got some discretionary income, consistent income, whether it's through a business or a job, we would love to work with you. And if you go to theshredmethod.com, you can run your finances through our quick calculator. It'll tell you how fast you can be out of debt, how much you'll save, and what that could turn into over the long haul once this turns into an investment vehicle. But again, we are not. We're an education company. So to your question, Josh, how does this work? It's a course, it's a community, and it's a piece of software. And the software is really about holding you accountable the course and the community are really about education and coaching.
Awesome. And why Shred?
It's a great question. I watched my grandparents burn a mortgage years and years ago, and then I never saw anyone burn their mortgage again. At one point in time, mortgage burning parties were the rage. Anyone who paid off their home, they'd burn their mortgage and celebrate. And I remember my grandparents and great aunts and uncles were like popping probably Coors Banquet at the time and celebrating the fact they'd paid off their mortgage. And today, I think people would shred their mortgage. And so we started digging into like, what would it be called? I think it's Shred My Mortgage. And then it's more than just the mortgage. So it's called the Shred Method in terms of how we work with folks.
Yeah, it has a better ring to it than the burn method.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wait, I do get confused a lot. People are like, is this your six-pack abs or what is this about?
Right.
Nothing about health, though it will make you feel better when you shred your debt. No
Yeah,
question.
understood. And so, where can we go to learn more about this?
Best place to go is theshredmethod.com. And there's really two calls to action there, Josh. One is the savings calculator. The other is we do have a master class that you can watch on the website. And then I suppose the third would be if you are at all intrigued, you're like, okay, how is this going to work and how would it work for me? We'll spend 20 minutes with you on the phone and run through your numbers and show you exactly how it would work. And there's a place to request time with us on the site, theshredmethod.com.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Adam Carroll, for joining us and sharing his wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to learn more about the Shred Method, you could go to theshredmethod.com and access the calculator and book a call if you have questions. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a quick injection of cash in your business, so that you can shred that debt, get some momentum now, go to factorone.io and let's talk about building your slingshot. Know this, you are Factor One for your own success. Now, let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.